Are practice sheets worthwhile or are they a waste of time? Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
And the debate continues on about whether practice sheets and cards are worthwhile or not. I've compiled some pluses and minuses that I have heard from other band directors. But first, I want to share with you my experience. At my first position, I taught mainly elementary and middle school band. I did have a high school band that kind of developed out of that. And for me, the practice sheets were very effective for that period of time that I was at that school. I even had something that would probably be considered outrageous today. I offered Coke on Friday to my middle school students, but only if everybody turned a practice sheet in. It was 100% or nothing. I'm not sure quite how many of those were falsified. I had a suspicion of about 10 or 20% of them, and that seems to be about the typical expectation of others who have used those. Once I arrived at the high school, that was kind of all I knew at my current school. I would kind of knew about the practice sheets, and I thought those were effective for what I was doing there. So I instituted them here, and the students actually rebelled against them. Many of them said, oh, we hate this. This is stupid. This is babyish. And so I totally got rid of practice sheets. I kind of talked to the students about what they wanted and what they expected. And they said, well, just test us on our music. So I incorporated a system of testing. At that time, I remember when I first came here, I asked the students, play a concert B-flat scale for me. And they played, and they were able to play it fast and well. And then I said, well, okay, play a concert F scale for me. Silence. What's that? So I decided that the first test we would have, we would learn all of the scales, and they would be very comfortable with all 12 keys, as comfortable as they were with B flat. That worked really well at this school, and since that time, it's always been about the performance and not about the time invested. One of the pluses that some people say for practice sheets is that it provides structure and helps them plan their time. And this can be an important part of a young musician's training in this, because if you think about what we want them to do, we want them really to practice more often as far as like frequency rather than length of time. For example, I would rather have a beginning student practice 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, than to practice 5 hours one Saturday a month. So sometimes this can help provide them structure and help them plan their time. Some teachers who have used practice sheets and really love it, they find that if they balance it with some real playing tests or tests based on the standards or the curriculum that they're working with, then that works out really well rather than to just have practice sheets. Some people have said, but kids lie. How am I going to do that? Well, English teachers still assign written assignments, even though there are some students who plagiarize. They just figure out ways to figure that out. Other teachers said that they thought the practice sheets were a waste of time and that students should play to the standard rather than time. And those teachers also had a good point. Imagine if your admin said they wanted a written or video account of you spending 3 hours on your lesson planning, and they were going to base it that you spent 3 hours. If you spent 2.5 hours on lesson planning, then that wasn't going to be enough, and you would not meet the teacher standards. If you really wanted to excel, then you needed to show that you did 4 hours. We would all think that this administrator was crazy, and there might even be some administrators who have this type of crazy requirement. No, we want the administrator to say, hey, I'd like everyone to have lesson plans. Here's kind of the format I would like, but you have freedom to adapt it to your curriculum. Post them by Monday at 7 o'clock. that's what my admin does, and I post my lesson plans, and it goes really well because they have the flexibility in that. They don't care whether I spent 10 minutes on it or whether I spent 10 hours on it, as long as I get that requirement done. When I first started at Falcon High School here, there was a middle school teacher who really did some great things, and she didn't just have the typical chart where students filled in their block of time. It was sort of like that, but it was a little bit more specific. So she would give the students a weekly assignment, and it would be something like play 41, 44, or 45 for your parents. And then the parents would have to fill in something about what they thought about the student's tone and could they recognize the song. And then the students had to turn in that assignment. And I really thought that gave a good balance between having a practice requirement and having the student meet some type of educational outcome. And that's what some people complain about with practice sheets, is it does not assess any educational outcomes. Just because you spent a long time practicing doesn't mean that you practiced correctly. In fact, I tell my high school students this all the time. Practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. So if you practice a scale wrong and you play it 100 times wrong, all you've done is you've gotten better at playing it wrong. And that's not what we want to accomplish. So back to the question of the title of the podcast, are practice sheets worthwhile? Ultimately, that's up to you.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.